You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are reflecting on Romans 5, 1-8. I'd like to begin actually with the verses 6-8 here. It says, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." St. Paul is making an argument here, illustrating how much God loves us, by contrasting who we are from who Jesus is and what he did. So here we are sinners and powerless. And because of our sin, we ought to die. Since we are powerless, we can't save ourselves from the wages of sin. Here comes the love of God. St. Paul argues that it is not natural for us to die for a good person, more so for someone we judge to be deserving of death. But this is exactly what Jesus did. A sinless man willing to die for us, but also God, who has the power to make his death count for us. This is the love that has been poured out into our hearts. This is the love that promises to us, you will have peace with your God. You will be granted access to him. You will receive grace to be like him. And this love, it's also the reason why our hope does not put us to shame. That's in verse 5. When the person who loves you goes to great lengths in order for you to be together, first, it shows you that what kind of person he or she is. Second, it also gives you confidence that whatever trial you face, you will be able to overcome. So in the same way, the love of Christ gives us hope as we embrace the suffering that comes with our relationship with God, because we know the God who loves us, a powerful yet willing to die for us God. However, love demands a response. And what is our response? Verse 1 tells us that we have been justified through faith. So we can say it is through faith that allows us to receive the love of God. This faith makes us repent from our sins, give our lives to him, and walk in his ways. When we believe in his promises, we receive what has been promised to us. So here are some questions as we ponder more on the Word of God. First, have I considered how much God loves me? At what great lengths has God shown his love for me? Second, when I experience challenges, especially in my Christian life, do I hold on to hope or let my fear devour me? Third, can I really say that I believe in Jesus Christ? How can I grow in my faith in him?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.